this wonderful Feast of the Holy Family, that scripture passage that we just heard from Luke reminds us of how God's providence governs all things, directed the Holy Family and Joseph so that the scriptures might be fulfilled. And of course, we're given this feast because all of our families need help. We need the inspiration and the intercession of the Holy Family. And St. Paul's letter to the Colossians speaks to us so powerfully in what we want our family life to look like. He says, "Brothers and sisters, put on as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with one another, forgive one another. Above all, put on love and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus." Right? That's what we want our families to be like, right? But, right? So why are we told to put on all of these things? Shouldn't it be natural for us to do these things? To be compassionate, gentle, patient? Shouldn't it be natural? Why does it seem so likely that spouses end up being cruel to one another, impatient, holding grudges, hard-hearted towards each other and towards their spouse's faults? Why does it seem so easy for children to pridefully believe that they know better than their parents, to take for granted all that they have received, to listen to the word of the culture rather than the word of God? Why is it so easy? Shouldn't it be natural to live the virtues? Why do we need to put on all of these things as if it were something extraneous to us? Well, the answer, of course, lies in our fallen human nature. Because of Adam and Eve's disobedience to God, not only does that put us at enmity with God, it puts us at enmity with one another. From the very beginning, after the fall, right? This competition between the spouses for control entered into our reality. The power struggle became our fallen nature that might manifest itself in more subtle ways through different forms of manipulation. But because of the fall, we're in competition with each other. We are at enmity with each other. That is the result of sin. And if you think about it too, children believing that they have a right to decide from themselves what's good and evil, what are acceptable rules and what are unacceptable rules for them, that's the very same thought that Adam and Eve had when they chose to eat of the tree at the center of the garden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Why can't I choose for myself what's right and what's wrong? You see, the problems in our family all stem to the fact that we're from, as Father Peter says, from the family of Adam and Eve, right? You and I are all affected by the reality of original sin. And so, St. Paul doesn't just tell us that this is natural for us. He says we have to put on Christ, put on these virtues. To turn this all around, we need to be saved. We need to be saved from our old self, the one that's under the dominion of sin. We need to live the new life, the new self, which lives in the image of the Son of God. We need to put on Christ and his virtues. So how does this happen? How do we do it? Well, it begins at baptism. In baptism, we're clothed in a white garment. And we hear, "You have put on Christ. In him you have been baptized. You have become a new creation." Right? By our baptism, we're conformed to Jesus Christ. And we put him on, okay, we are a new creation. And so we have the capacity now that we had lost through sin, right? It's restored to us. And in fact, even elevated. We can live those virtues. We can live compassion. We can live patience and gentleness, forgiveness, bearing with one another, thankfulness. But we all know, unfortunately, that we still have our, not unfortunately, but fortunately we have our free will. Unfortunately, we can use that to return to the old self, to put back on the rags of sin. Even though we've been given the spotless garment of life in Christ, by our sin we can put back on the rags of the beggar, like the prodigal son, right, eating the food, desiring to eat the food of the swine, right? So this what we received at baptism, we need to renew day by day, to choose to put on Christ, to choose to live in the new life, to be a new creation. Thanks be to God this is possible. As St. Paul said, you are chosen, you are holy, you are beloved, right? We're chosen in Christ, we're holy, we have the capacity to be holy because Christ was holy. He gives us his holiness. We are beloved because we've been adopted. We share in the sonship of Jesus. We are the beloved sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father. So we have this capacity through Jesus Christ. And of course, we're given today, in a particular way, the example of the Holy Family, right? Mary, the one who received that beautiful gift of not being affected by the stain of original sin. But what she shows us is the capacity to persevere in that grace, right? And we who have been baptized, right, we turn to her and ask for her intercession that we might persevere in the grace of our baptism, remaining with that splendid garment, having put on Christ. Then we have St. Joseph, who is more like us in that he sinned, right? He was a sinful man, but chosen by God in his humility to be the foster father of the Savior, of the Son of God. And Joseph is that example for us of one who, as best as he can, cooperates with the grace of God in his life, right? Who has united his will so much to the will of God that he is able to be a part of the plan of salvation, to cooperate with God's grace. And both of them, of course, in the Holy Family, Mary and Joseph, have Jesus as the center of their lives, orient everything in their lives towards him. With their example, the example of Mary and Joseph, we too can live this new life, this new creation. Now, let us pray, therefore, brothers and sisters, on this feast of the Holy Family, that we would become a new creation. We pray for all families, that they would be placed under the dominion of Christ Jesus. We pray that all spouses would commit themselves to each other in the mutual subordination that defines married love. We pray, through the intercession of Mary and Joseph, that all children born and unborn would be protected from all harm, from every evil, especially the evils of abuse, of neglect, the effects of drugs and alcohol, pornography, addictions to various forms of media, to poverty, hunger, to lack of medical care or educational opportunities. We pray that every child throughout the world would be protected. We pray that children would grow up in a stable and loving environment and trust in their parents' selfless concern for them, and that their parents would help them come to know God's call in their lives, that they are God's beloved, that they are chosen and called to be holy above all else. We pray that each of us would put on Christ and do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. Blessed may he be forever and ever. Joseph, foster father of Jesus, pray for us. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us. Jesus, our salvation and our hope, have mercy on us.